Hey everybody, welcome to Module 6, Video 7. This is my most favorite subject ever. Well, I say that a lot about a lot of subjects, but I love what I do. This is all about working with multiple decks. Now, I just want to say here, every single one of my Oracle card decks are meant to work with each other. It's kind of a strange thing when I download these decks in my head. It's like they channel through me and then I notice how they work with other decks. And literally, if you can sit six of my Oracle card decks in a row and do reading, same question, it's like they talk together. It's like a council. And as a matter of fact, we teach that in Shared Wisdom. We're going to do great depth of how to use a council. But for now, you're just getting a taste of what it would be like to work with multiple Oracle card decks in a one question reading. I think what's the most important thing to notice and that you need to know in advance is every single deck has its own personality and they're not going to speak to you in the same way. You'll probably notice if you've gotten the Mystical Shaman deck, it's a much more serious deck. Wisdom of the Hidden Realms can be a little cheeky. We have a loving relationship with the Good Tarot. So every deck is going to speak to you in a language and a personality. And even the way I wrote the guidebooks, there's a turn of phrases, are very, very different. When I was channeling the decks, I really felt that this presiding spirit of each deck was their own individual personality. So you'll notice that too. The more you work with multiple decks, you'll be amazed at how different they feel, but yet how they're willing to speak to the same subject and give you a different perspective on it, just like having a bunch of different friends give you their opinions. So I'm going to invite you to use three different decks. The first deck you pick, you're going to choose as your anchor deck, which means it's your number one person you're listening to. It's like the head of the committee. Everybody here has used Wisdom of the Oracle as their anchor deck up until now. And I know that every time I teach this course, people get all weirded out because they think that they're going to cheat on Wisdom of the Oracle if they pick another deck for their anchor deck. But I need you to feel free to choose another one of my decks to be your number one deck. Okay, that's your anchor deck. And then the other two can be any which ones you choose. Let me show you which decks I picked for this demonstration. I'm going to get up and get them off the shelf and put them on the table here with me. I chose the Enchanted Map Oracle, Wisdom of the Oracle, and the Good Tarot to tell us what do we need to know about working with multiple decks. First things first is Into the Unknown. I love the art on these cards. She's so amazing, my artist. Into the Unknown is all about taking a risk, about jumping over into something you don't know. It's a brand new experience. You have no clue how it's going to go, and you need to surrender to come to the edge and take a risk. So basically, it would be the same as the Come to the Edge card in Wisdom of the Oracle. But Into the Unknown is, I don't know this. This is going to be new. I'm going to be seeking something different, and it's going to reveal new things to me that I may not have thought of before, experienced before, bumped up against before. So even the card here, she's got a blindfold on, she doesn't know, she's blind to what this is. And that's how we want to enter into this relationship with multiple decks. We are walking into the unknown. All of a sudden, there's a new dynamic, not just between you and your question, or your dominant energy in the cards, or spirit in the cards, but the card decks together also enter into a new dynamic, and that's new for you. The second card tells us more about Into the Unknown, and it's Yin. It's also upright. Yin means to be receptive. In order for us to understand and experience working with multiple card decks, we need to be receptive to the messages that we hear. It's not us trying to make something happen. It's us being receptive and passive in order for us to take in the information first so that we can percolate on it and sort it out. So we don't know. That's the Into the Unknown. We really don't know. We have to be receptive. So for the last card, we actually got two cards because there was a jumper card, and they came from the Good Tarot. Now, the Good Tarot cards were the Three of Water and the Seven of Water. So what does that mean? The Three of Water is a celebration. It means getting together with friends, and you're literally getting together with three different Oracle card decks. But it also is a celebratory card. It's a card that says to you, celebrate the gifts that everybody brings to the table. So this is something to not be like furrowed about. It's something like, wow, this is so cool. I'm going to see what this says. And the Seven of Water refers to our imagination. Anything that we could imagine is possible when you open up your connection to the universe. All right, so just recapping, we talked about working with multiple decks, how they're friends, how they each have their own personality. We talked about how using three different decks and choosing a different anchor deck might throw you off temporarily, but it's okay. You won't be cheating on the wisdom of the oracle if you decide the good tarot is your anchor deck. It's up to you, because that's going to be where the first card comes from. In this case, I chose the Enchanted Map as my anchor deck. So that will be your first card, and then the next card would be this one, then the last card. So you pick who's the leader. Now, I showed you how to work with these three decks by doing a demonstration, answering the question, what do we need to know about working with multiple decks? And then we went through the cards. So I will see you in the next video, which is all about, fantastically, a three-chair exercise that will blow your minds and you will love. See you there.